to say Tupelo Honey by Van Morrison.
No way. The most romantic song ever was The Way We Were.
See, I think the one that Elton John wrote for that guy and his boss.
What song is that, Pete?
Hold me close, young Tony Downs. Hi, Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Hey, Don. Oh, my God. Has she slept at all?
No.
No, it's been 3 nights in a row.
Yeah, she finally stopped crying yesterday, but then she found one of Richard's cigar butts out on the terrace.
Okay, that explains it. I got a call at 2 in the morning. And all I could hear was like this high squeaky sound. So I thought, oh, okay, she's like a mouse or a possum. Then I realized, like, okay, where would a mouse or a possum get the money to make the phone call?
What?
Morning.
Hey. You made pancakes?
Yeah, like there's any way I could ever do that.
Monica and Rachel had syrup. Now I can get my man syrup. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what? Here's the thought. Why don't you stay home from work today and just hang out with me?
Oh, I wish. Look, you have that report to finish, and I've got to go see my lawyer.
I cannot believe I'm going out with somebody who's getting divorced. I'm such a grown-up.
I gotta go. Okay, not without a kiss.
Well, maybe I won't kiss you, and then you'll have to stay.
I'll see you later this week. Bye, Joey.
Bye-bye, Janice. So when are you dumping us?
Nope. Not this time.
Come on, quit yanking me.
I'm not yanking you.
This is Janice.
Yeah, I know. She makes me happy.
Okay. All right. You look me in the eye and tell me, without blinking, that you're not breaking up with her. No blinking.
I'm not breaking up with her.
Look what I found in the drain. It's some of Richard's hair. What do I do with it?
Getting it away from me would be job one.
It's weird, but you know, I don't want to throw this away. I mean, this is like all I have left of him. Gross. Drain hair. Oh! Like a tiny little person drowning in your cereal. God, what is wrong with me?
You need to get some sleep.
I need to get some Richard.
Monica, you broke up with him for a reason.
I know. I'm just tired of missing him. I'm tired of wondering why he hasn't called. Why hasn't he called?
Maybe because you told him not to?
What are you, the memory woman?
They're not breaking up. Chandler and Janice, they're not breaking up. He didn't blink or anything.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. I mean, if you see them together, they're really cute.
Cute? This is Janice. You remember Janice?
Yes, Joey, I remember. She's annoying, but you know what? She's his girlfriend now. I mean, what can we do?
There you go. That's the spirit I'm looking for. What can we do? Huh? All right. Who's first? Huh? Ross?
Well, I'm thinking Chandler's our friend and Janice makes him happy, so I say we all just be adult about it and accept her.
Yeah. We'll call that plan B, all right?
Turn it to the costume place. I think I have an old band uniform from high school.
You remember not having sex in high school, right?
Yeah. No.
Come on, you gotta have one.
Nope.
Ross, you know what?
What?
If you tell me, I might do it.
Okay. Did you ever see Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Do you remember the scene with Jabba the Hutt? Well, Jabba had as his prisoner Princess Leia. Princess Leia was wearing this gold bikini thing. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, Princess Leia in the gold bikini. Every guy on age loves that.
Really?
It's huge. Yeah, that's the moment when you know, she stopped being a princess and she became, like, you know, a woman, you know. Did you ever do the Leia thing?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's great, huh?
No, it's just that I got this new pager and I have it on vibrate.
Hey.
Hi, you guys.
Look who I found standing outside the Sichuan Dragon staring at a parking meter.
Mom.
Hi.
Hi.
Why aren't you at work?
Oh, they sent me home.
Why?
Because I don't work at the Sichuan Dragon.
Okay.
You really need to get some sleep.
I know I do.
Hi.
Hi.
Guess what?
What?
They published my paper.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Let me see that. Great. Look. Oh, hi. Where is my strong Ross Skywalker to come rescue me?
This guy's so stupid.
It's Count Rushmore!
You know, you should really go on this show. All right, listen, I got three tickets to Rangers tonight. What do you say?
I say I am there.
Cool.
Oh,
is Ross going too?
No, Janice. Because I feel bad for Ross, you know. I mean, we always go together. We're like the three hockey peanuts.
You know, I may be way out of the limb here, but do you have a problem with Janice?
No. Yes. Don, how do I say this? Don. You know the girl from the Greek restaurant with the hair?
Ooh, that girl that I hate?
Ooh,
drives me crazy.
Ooh.
Oh.
Look, I don't hate Janice. She's just a lot to take, you know?
Well, there you go.
Oh, hey, come on, man. Don't look at me like that. She used to drive you nuts before, too, remember?
Yeah, well, I'm crazy about her now. I think this could be the real thing. Capital R, capital T. Don't worry. Those are the right letters.
Look, what do you want me to say?
I want you to say that you like her.
I can't. It's like this chemical thing, you know? Every time she starts laughing, I just want to pull my arm off just so I have something to throw at her.
Thanks for trying. Oh, and by the way, there is no Count Rushmore.
Yeah, then who's the guy that painted the faces on the mountain?
Told her.
Ross, I didn't think it would be that big a deal.
Oh, she didn't think it would be that big a deal.
Okay, who are you talking to when you do this?
Look, that was supposed to be like a private, personal thing between us.
Okay, Ross, Phoebe is my girlfriend, okay? We tell each other everything. No, I mean, come on. Don't do the same thing. And what about that locker room stuff?
That's different, okay? That's like who dated a stripper or who did it on the back of the Staten Island Ferry.
Both those, Jerry?
Yeah. But you don't talk about, like, you know, your girlfriend and the intimate stuff you do with her.
Not even with your best friend?
No.
That's so sad. You're missing out on so much, Ross. I mean, the bonding and the sharing, you know, and knowing that someone else is going through the same thing you are.
Hmm. So what, you tell each other everything?
Pretty much.
Did you talk about the night of five times? Do you tell people about the night of five times?
Honey. Yeah, that was with Carol.
I know, but it's still worth mentioning, I think.
Relax every muscle in your body. Listen to the plinky, plumpy music. And now close your eyes and think of a happy place. Tell me your happy place.
Richard's living room, drinking wine.
Hey, no. It's not a Richard thing. Just put down the glass and get out.
Sorry, but that's my happy place.
Well, okay, fine. Use my happy place, okay? I'm going to have to ask that you don't move anything.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Okay. All right, so you're in a meadow, millions of stars in the sky.
Do you think breaking up with someone's a huge mistake?
Okay, there are no questions in the happy place. Okay, just the warm breeze and the moonlight flowing through the trees.
I'll bet he's totally over me. I'll bet he's fine.
Betting and wagering of any kind are, I'm sure, not permitted in the happy place. Okay? There's just, you know, the lovely waterfalls and the trickling fountains and the calming sounds of the babbling brook.
Okay, this isn't working. I'm still awake, and now I have to pee.
So, I hear you hate me.
I never said hate. I was very careful about that.
A little birdie told me something about you wanting to rip your arm off and throw it at me.
You got hate from that? You're taking a big leap there.
All right, fine. We have got to do something about our little situation here, Joey. So, this is my idea. You and me spending some quality time together.
But what does that do?
For Chandler.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, all right, this is what we're going to call it. Joey and Janice's Day of Fun.
Does it have to be a whole day?
Yes, because that's how long it takes to love me.
I know. I sleep in the next room.
So, I went down to the post office, and it turns out it was those videos that I ordered for Richard about the Civil War. He loves the Civil War. Monica, do you want us to take you home? Or maybe to a galaxy far, far away.
Women tell each other everything. Did you know that?
Yeah.
No, Chandler, everything. Like, stuff you like, stuff she likes, technique, stamina, girth.
Girth? Why would they do this?
Rachel says sharing's great, and supposedly, you know, we ought to be doing it. You want them?
We're not going to talk about girth, are we?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You go first.
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
So, the other night, Rachel and I are in bed talking about fantasies, and I happen to describe a particular Star Wars thing.
Princess Leia in the gold bikini.
Yes!
Well, that was easy. Okay, you go.
Okay, well, you know when you're in bed with a woman,
huh.
And, you know, you're fooling around with her, and you get all these, like, mental images in your brain, you know, like L. McPherson or that girl at the Xerox place.
With the belly button there?
Oh, my. I know. And then all of a sudden, your mom pops into your head. And you're like, Mom, get out of here. You know, but of course, like, after that, you can't possibly think of anything else, and you can't, you know, stop what you're doing, so it's kind of like you're, you know. You don't know.
Mom? You're telling me about your mom? What is the matter with you?
You said, I said share, not stare.
Go sit over there.
We're back.
Hey, what are you guys doing together?
Joey and Dennis' day of fun.
Really?
Yeah, we went to a Mets game, we got Chinese food, and, you know, I love this woman. You have got competition, buddy.
I just came by to give you a kiss. I have to go pick up the baby, so I'll see you later, sweetheart. You too, Chandler.
You still can't stand it, can you?
Sorry, man. I tried.
Well, you know, I appreciate you giving it a shot. But hey, look, you know, the good thing is that we spent the whole day together, and I survived.
And what's even more amazing, so did she. It was that day at Shea Stadium.
I guess that's something.
Oh, man, that's huge. Now I know I can stand to be around her, which means I get to hang out with you, which is kind of the whole point anyway.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Tanner. We stopped by the coffee shop and ran into Ross.
Oh, God.
If it makes you feel any better.
I do it, too. Really?
Oh, yeah. I always picture your mom when I'm having sex.
Your mother's bridge night, so I thought I'd come into the city for a little monocuddle. Since when did you start smoking cigars?
I don't. I just like the smell of them. So, what are you really doing here, Dad?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that you're okay.
What makes you think that I might not be okay?
I saw Richard.
Oh?
So, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Just a little tired. I'm okay. How's Richard doing?
You don't want to know.
No, I really, really do.
Well, he's doing terrible.
Really?
Worse than when he broke up with Barbara.
You're not just saying that, are you?
No, the man is a mess.
Was it crying?
No.
Well, do you think he was waiting till after you left so we could cry?
Maybe.
I think so.
Honey, relationships are hard. Like with your mom and me. You know, after we graduated from college, we broke up for a while. It seems her father, your grandfather, wanted her to travel around Europe like he did. Of course, he got to do it on Uncle Sam's nickel because he was also strafing German troop trains at the time. However,
Okay, here we go. I'm Java's prisoner, and you have a really weird look on your face. What is it? Did I get it wrong? Did I get the hair wrong? Did you just picture it differently? What?
No, it's not you. It's...
Well, what is it? Come on, sweetie. You're kind of like freaking me out here.
I hate Chandler. The bastard ruined my life.